Blue Cosmetic Medicine, some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi Sagan
with Jules.
Hit 92.9.
We went and took what is rightfully ours, Coke No Sugars.
Kelly.
The Grinch.
They're actually my Cokes.
Those are?
Yes, they are.
Those are.
He bought them.
They're mine from upstairs.
Yours, you just said yours went to Ella.
No, I gave Ella and she took them wherever they go. Well, they're mine. There's
welcome to the podcast, by the way. So,
and
all right,
we are fighting over Coke No Sugars at the moment.
No, we're fighting over having to go all the way upstairs to have to go and get them.
To be honest, I can't go and do it.
To refill the fridge. Podcast, a lot of great stuff today. We found out that there's somebody from the lookout party we had last night for Bumble BFF that you'll never catch up with anymore.
What do you mean? We were
right. Just not friends.
Opposite attract.
Batchy Eliminate. We had Emma from the Batchy. That was lovely.
Was it? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. I think X enjoyed it more because of her accent.
Yeah.
We discussed what's happening with Willy Rioli.
Roly poly Willy Rioli. That's nice.
All right. Email addresses from back in
why
the day.
Why are you picking on people for being fat when they right. you get upset about them doing
that's
it
the podcast. Have a great weekend. Bye, 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 bye. Say bye. Guys, say bye.
Bye, y'all. Love you.
Tonight, the West Coast Eagles will play the Cats at the MCG, but they will be minus one person.
West Coast Eagles player William Rioli has been handed a mandatory provisional suspension following notification to him by ASADA of an adverse analytical finding and a potential violation of the Australian Football Anti-Doping Code. The provisional suspension is effective immediately. Rioli will not be eligible to compete in AFL competitions or any WADA compliance sport, including the waffle, while provisionally suspended. He will be able to train prior to final determination of the asserted code violation.
So, Zave, take us through it. What's going on here?
Well, so first and foremost, he hasn't failed a drug test.
Right.
So I think people get to be confused that he's failed a drug test. That's not the actual case. But what he's done is equally as serious. So just because he hasn't officially failed a drug test doesn't mean, he's just done something. You know, if it comes back clean, he's fine. That's not the case. So he's facing 4 years suspension, which is effectively his career's done. I reckon if he gets 2 years, his career's done. So for Willie, it's not a muck around thing. This is his career and his livelihood on the line for a matter of stupidity. Now, so first and foremost, a drug test, Pete. This is how it all happens.
I want to know because you would have gone through your fair share over your playing career.
Yeah, I reckon 40 to 50. So 11 years, I reckon maybe 4 a year would be about fair.
And they can do it anywhere?
Anywhere. So they can knock on your door at 6 a.m. I think even on holidays, you have to tell them where you'll be every leg of your journey. So players don't do this, but effectively, say I'm going to America.
Yeah.
And I'm due in New York on Monday, but I'm having such a ball terror of a time in Texas. I go, I'm just going to delay New York. I'm going to stay in Texas for a while.
Yeah.
Effectively, you're meant to ring ASADA and WADA and go, change of plans. I'm going to stay in Austin or wherever. I'm not going to New York. So
yeah,
it's really serious stuff. But you're at the footy club, for example. Most of the time you're at the footy club. They can't arrive at your doorstep. But you get a tap on the shoulder straight away from an official person from WADA or ASADA.
And they've, in most cases, just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, they just turn up. You've got no idea they're coming.
Yeah.
They wear their little white polo shirts and hold their little clipboards. Anyway, they identify you. They can't even... So after a period of time, they know who you are, so they come straight to you. But a young kid, they might not know who they're really looking for. Like, so say they're looking for Nick Nat. They know where Nick Nat is. They can find him. They walk straight to him. But if it's a young little rookie they don't know, they have to really dart around and try and find out who you are.
Yeah,
but they can't ask you and go, Pete, do you know where Xavier Ellis is?
Right, okay.
They have to be the first person to tell that person they're getting drug tested. So it's really serious stuff. Anyway, you get followed around everywhere. Team meetings, swimming pool, showers. They are standing a meter and a half from you at all times, so they just don't leave your sight.
You're nuding up in the shower, like if you
they have to have an eye on you the entire time. So team meetings and stuff.
Wow,
you might be doing something serious. They are sitting in that team meeting, hearing everything.
Wow.
Anyway, so once you're ready to go, you go into you're meant to go into a sort of a disabled toilet or a family toilet where there's a bench. They have all their notes and stuff. You need to pee in a cup 90 mils, but you got to have your shorts down to your ankles.
Yeah,
and you got to tuck your t-shirt under your chin. So effectively,
You can't.
So effectively, you're nude.
Yeah, okay.
And they are meant to stand, you know, within a meter or so, and watch the urine come out of your penis.
Yeah.
Into the cup. I said penis. Sorry. and then you sit there.
Cold.
But like, even they got to check the temperature on it.
What? What?
And if it's not the right temperature, it goes in the bin.
Like body temperature kind of thing.
Yeah, if you don't get 90 mils, that sample's got to go in the bin. And then finally, once you've got it right, then you have two beakers. Is that what they're called? Beakers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You tip half in one, half in the other.
Yeah.
Lock them. They get locked up. You're the only one that touches it. Then you seal it with your own seal. And then it goes into a bag, into a box. Then the box is taped up and sealed up. And then you sign it. And it's sent off. So that's what's meant to happen.
So what happens, if, for example, if you're standing there and you can't produce the amount that they need you to produce?
It's too bad. You come back. Yeah. So what I think's happened with Willie, now the facts and stuff obviously come out. He has substituted his urine for something else. So I think it potentially was a sports drink or he spat in it or something. But what I don't understand is if the ASADA people are doing their job correctly...
How does he get away with it?
Why has he got a cup in his hand? Why is he spitting in it or whatever he's done?
Yeah.
Because effectively you're meant to be nude.
Have they come out to say what he has apparently done? Like,
not yet. It's all coming out. It's all going to come out.
Okay, so.
But so say I think he might have substituted it with a sports drink to top it up to get that 90 mils.
Yeah.
So then he didn't have to wait around because it's an inconvenience, drug testing.
Yeah.
It really is. So. It's absolutely necessary.
So if the findings come out that the ASADA official who was there at the time was not doing their job properly...
Well, that's when it's all going to get a bit messy.
Does that mean that he could get off?
Well, I don't know, but it's going to get super messy.
Okay, right. So he's only been suspended until...
Well, because it's a drug case, it's a provisional suspension until it's sorted. So you're not served in Australia innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Because it's drugs, you can't go, Jules, you're Geelong's best player, you're on the drugs, we've caught you... But your trial's in 6 months, or your case in 6 months. By that stage, you could have won a premiership.
Yeah.
So if it's drugs, you have to be suspended immediately.
Yeah.
So you're guilty until innocent, purely because you can't have someone on drugs waiting until they're sentenced. So Willie, he's a provisionally suspended. So he's not effectively suspended because he's guilty. He's suspended because obviously there's a case going on.
But he's facing a real serious
4 years maximum. It's really serious stuff. It'll come out, I think, maybe definitely stupidity plays a massive part in Willie, and he's a pretty laid-back sort of fella. So I think he's in a little bit of strife, big, big strife.
Heidi Sagan P
with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Emma, I'm sorry, but you did not receive a rose. Would you please take the time now and say goodbye?
This is so hard. You deserve all the love back, and I'm really sorry, and I hope you understand.
It's all right.
Emma, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I just want to let you know you deserve all the love back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think maybe we should conduct the entire interview like
that? No, we are definitely not.
Hey,
girlfriend. How does it feel not to receive a rose and have to walk out?
Oh, it's pretty hard going. Standing there rejected in front of everybody. But look, you know, someone has to go at the end of the day, and unfortunately it was me.
Have you ever had anything like that happen to you in your life, even when you were at high school or something, like a bit of a public humiliation with a guy?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
She'll just do it on national TV.
I just decided to, just to do it on national TV in front of I don't know how many
now,
people.
Now, Emma, can you give us a little bit of an insight on not last night's episode, but the episode before where Ellie didn't actually receive a rose? What were you girls thinking? Because, I mean, it was quite shocking for us viewers at home going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he sent home Ellie. What was it like for you girls in the house left behind?
Oh, it's pure shock. Like, we had no idea what to think. We were like, Ellie, really? Why? Why are you sending her home? Mm-hmm. You know, and I was standing at the bottom two with her, and I literally had visions of, you know, walking out that rose ceremony room. Like, I was, completely shocked that he decided to keep me over Ellie. Yeah, it was crazy.
Emma, do you girls know quite early on, he's got a favourite? You're kind of picking somebody out of the crowd going, yeah, I reckon he's probably going to be there. He tends to hang around with her a lot more during the...
Your biggest threat.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's a funny one, though, because, you know, you see people going on the dates and they come back and they're all gushy and, you know, they're like, oh, he said this and then I said that. And you think, ooh, maybe you're the one. And then... he'll go on another day and they say the same thing. So it's, you know, you don't really know. But with Ellie, she spent a lot of time with him. And they, you know, they looked really good together. You know, there's a definite spark there. So yeah, you know, we did think that she was one of the front runners.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's so hard to know what's going through his head.
So, sorry, Maddie, the astronaut was kissing quite a few. Did he sleep with any of the girls along the way?
No. Oh my gosh! Okay. I don't think that's allowed.
Is that not kosher?
It's kissing.
No.
I mean, it's just kissing and touching, but I don't think they go that next
and
level.
Touching.
Oh, and touching. Wow.
Oh, I mean, you can see a lot of. It gets quite grabby.
Does it?
Did you say grabby or Abby?
Grabby.
Oh. Look, I mean, no, there's no chance that anything bar kissing can happen. You're in a room with 50 other people, you know. There isn't an opportunity to do that. No way.
I mean, I could find somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, Emma, who's your money on? Who do you think that will actually take?
It could be between Chelsea and Eleanor. You know, even watching Eleanor last night. Yeah.
How did you feel about Chelsea? You know, obviously in the episodes we watched, she actually wanted to walk out of the show twice last night and she still received a rose. Are you a little bit pissed off that she got that chance to pull the Batchy away and have a quick chat?
Yeah. Mm. I think you could see it on my face. I was not happy. you know, I thought, wait a minute, we're allowed to talk to him in the rose ceremony room? Why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
Yeah, I could pull him away and just like give your last two cents.
We were like, oh, okay, this is happening. I was pretty shocked. I wasn't happy. You know, I felt at the time that she hijacked the moment, but you know, looking at her hometown, like, shocking. Boy, I can see why she wanted to pull him aside and to clear the air.
Yeah.
You know, and I respect that, and yeah, he decided to keep her over me just to, I guess, yeah, explore that connection with her further.
I would have kept you, Emma.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Emma, thanks so much for catching up with us, babe.
No problem.
Goodbye, Emma.
Me. Goodbye, guys.
We wish you all the very best. Hit 92.9. Bye.
Heidi Sagan Pete
with Jules on Hit 92.9. It's 92.9's $25,000.
What that?
Could we solve this morning?
I'd love to.
Let's send someone into the weekend $25,000 richer.
Wouldn't it just be nice? Bruce in Fremantle. Hello, mate. How are you?
Morning, Pete. How are you?
Very well, thank you. That's right. There's nobody else
Bruce?
In here. Just you and
good
me.
Day. How's it going?
Don't worry about them, Brucey.
Good morning to all of you. There you go.
No, don't worry about them. Not interested.
What's up for the weekend, old Bruce?
Probably go to the beach with the kids.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe a barbecue somewhere.
Beautiful.
Oh, whatever happens, happens.
How many tin lids you got?
Two.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
It's lovely, mate.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can turn it into a celebration with $25,000. I think that'd be quite lovely. Here is the noise, my friend.
Yep.
All right.
What do you reckon? What's
that? Well, timeless. Yeah, what that? This thing timeless. It's an X-ray machine. It's timeless. X-ray is timeless. Picture. And at various stages through your life, we all get X-rays, don't we?
Ooh.
It's a very good point,
isn't
it?
And that sound. I remember that sound somehow. And that little clicking up on the X-ray machine.
Yeah,
does that sound?
When they actually take the image. I get it.
Yeah, but something like that.
But Pete's a big softy, and he'll never have an X-ray.
I have had many X-rays.
Never broke a bone, Pete.
No, I was constipated a few times.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
What happened? The beads got stuck.
X-ray.
Oh my gosh. Green.
Sorry.
What that? Is he right? Is Bruce from Frio right?
Bruce, not that.
Oh, good guess, mate.
No way.
Good on you, Brucey. Great to hear from you, mate. Have a great weekend. We'll move on to Trisha. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Going very well. All right, so, can you name that noise? What that?
I think it's a press seal bag, a resealable bag being opened.
Ooh. Have we had that?
No, we haven't.
I don't think so. No?
I checked online and it wasn't in
we
the
haven't
list.
I'm just joking with you, Trish.
Very good. Okay, so hit.com.au, because the list of incorrect guesses are there.
Yeah.
How is that timeless?
I don't know.
Stops your food from going off.
True.
It's good. It extends the shelf life
of your food, timeless.
And everyone's used it in their life, right?
What are you on this? Any stage of your life.
Yeah.
You necessarily encounter it at different times of your life. I don't know.
Hey, it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Grinch, is it dat.
It might work, but not dat.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Thank you.
Bye, Trisha.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun, guys.
I was really hoping we could give away the $25,000. You know, right on a Friday, right before the weekend, wouldn't it just, oh my gosh.
Be lovely, wouldn't it?
Change your life.
Mm. You will have another shot at it a little bit later on this morning with Kat, who is awaiting your call to play What Dat again. Make sure you head to hit.com.au. Go and check out all the incorrect guesses. Pair them with the clues, timeless, and you will encounter this noise at various stages of your life.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
You guys know I've only been here for about a month and I'm staying in an Airbnb at the moment.
And the lady hasn't come back, has she?
What do you mean?
It was meant to be a share.
Oh, yeah, I was just running out of room, but she's with, like, she stays with her partner. So yeah. I haven't, yeah, seen, I've had plenty of phone conversations.
House.
Yeah. So, you know, and for those that have never stayed in an Airbnb, there's usually like a list of rules that you need to follow.
No parties.
Yeah, no
shoes
parties,
off.
That kind of thing.
Yes or no to pets.
Yeah.
Is it a yes or no to pets there? Can you have pets if you want? Can you
no,
have goldfish?
It's an apartment, so I don't have any fish. No, I don't.
Huh. You should get a goldfish.
One?
No, I don't.
We'll get her
no.
a goldfish.
I think we should get you a goldfish. No. Would you prefer koi?
Oh, I'd prefer a fighting fish, to be honest.
Fighting fish? Yeah, you're there. Aggressive, mate.
Anyway, look, on the fridge is like a, hey, welcome to my home, you know, treat it as your own, that kind of thing.
Lovely.
If you are staying long term, like I am, please water the plants every 2 days.
Oh, it's a bit excessive on the watering.
You'll
drown them.
Well, no, they're really beautiful. Well, I don't know what kind of plants they are.
It's an overwatering situation.
You're such a
great I know how to water the plants.
Have you seen his garden?
Okay, well, I'm actually not good at all. Like, I kill cactuses. It's so bad.
It's cacti.
Cacti, sorry, yeah. Cacti.
Yeah.
So that's how much I know about plants.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean you kill cactuses?
Cacti. I've literally have killed like succulents and cacti. Like, they will just die off.
They're immortal.
I know. That's how bad of a plant mum I am.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the past 2 weeks, have been watering these plants every second or third day following instructions because I'm really, you know, I'm conscious about, like, killing them.
Of course.
So yesterday I realized as I was watering the plants that I've been watering a fake plant. A fake plant.
So what you're a nugget.
Like a fake plant. Like, it's one of those ones from.
But where does the water go? Just.
Well, no, because what's been happening is, like, it's just been evaporating.
That's a really good point.
No, but it's like.
Because usually the real plant has a drink.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, like, if you've been doing this for the, because you've been there for the last,
well,
like, 3 weeks or so.
Is it mud at the base?
Yeah. I don't, well.
Or at some point was the water tipping out of it onto the table and you think to yourself, something's not going right here.
Well, I would just water and then go back inside. So I never really noticed. But there was water coming out from the pots on the other plants anyway from me watering it. So I didn't actually realise until yesterday I had touched the leaf and realised it was plastic. I do have a photo. I took a photo, and the reason, like, this will kind of justify it if it can.
Yeah.
The fake plant was with the real plants, like, right next to it.
It doesn't justify.
I don't get the fake plant business.
You'd rather just have real plants.
It just brings better energy under your roof.
I'm going to get it posted up on our Insta. Hardy's over in pizza. People can actually back me up because I'm worried that I'm going to look so stupid here.
You know what, mate? If you can't tell the difference between a real plant and a fake plant, we're not getting you a fighting fish. I'll tell you now.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, what a beautiful night it was last
night.
Oh,
gosh. Guys, can I just say thank you so much for organising my BFF party.
Did it live up to the Last Supper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who did it better, Jesus or you?
Oh, definitely... You and Pete.
I reckon you went through more wine than they did.
Oh. Now, for those that have missed it, I am very new to Perth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very new to Perth and struggling, as a 32-year-old, struggling to find new friends any kind of friends, you know, just to hang out, go for a wine with, eat some good food. And I'd been here for, almost a month, and you guys have realised that I still hadn't made any friends. Yeah. So you guys decided to put a night on for me, which was last night at the Lookout.
Yeah, it was at the Lookout. How good's that joint?
Mate, it's got its own bowling alley.
It's amazing.
Bowling and Bites, Lookout Bar.
The Lookout Bar.
Sensational. Mm. Yeah. So it was a beautiful night. We organised the seats, 15 seats, and throughout the past sort of week or so, we've been inviting people to come along as well. One of those people we wanted to get back onto the show this morning. Hello, Cam.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, girlfriend. Hello. Thanks for coming last night.
Oh, look, you're so welcome. I had a ball.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah, I've got a bit of a cold.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Oh, we don't need your love story.
Oh, hey, Pete,
mate,
I think, hey, Cam.
I had a cold last night. I'm happy to share.
Hey, Cam, was my first conversation with you last night about breast augmentations?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Lovely.
Yeah, but in his defense, I think that was his conversation with every woman.
No, no.
I heard that too.
This
actually.
Is what happened. I walked over to introduce myself and have a chat, and that was the conversation I stumbled into.
Right, yeah. Of course, yeah. You stumbled into
yeah,
it.
Stumbled into it here, eh? Good on
now,
you.
Now, Cam, I'm not sure what these boys want to do here at the moment.
I want to say, so obviously, a night like last night happens. And, yep. You know, the drinks are flowing, we're having good chats, all that sort of stuff. And then the things start tossing around. We should do this more often. We should all catch
yeah,
up again.
Absolutely. I'm going to create like a Facebook friends page.
Okay, but it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So what we want to do is we actually want to find out, following last night, just how compatible you two are to see if we can keep this sort of stuff going.
Oh, all right.
Gosh, okay, you do realize that we invited almost 10 girls last night.
I know. We had to pick one. The other one was busy. hey, so what we're going to do is, we're going to toss out a question.
Yep.
And 3, 2, 1, you guys have to say the first word that comes to your mind.
So there'll be two options. Right. It'll be two options.
Jeez.
All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. You go first.
All right. Are you ready, Cam? Sorry that they're throwing you into this. Right.
So if you're going to, we need to make sure you're compatible, mate, and it wasn't a complete and utter waste of my time, last.
What the hell is that?
So ready?
Yep.
All right. The question is, do you prefer red wine or white wine? All right, so on the count of three, we're just going to yell it. 3, 2, 1.
Red.
White.
Ooh. Oh. Make sure you know these down. Okay.
Only because I've had some serious bad hangovers with red. So it's
that's my excuse for why.
Cam, what did I tell you about life stories? Okay.
Danger. Red
ready?
Danger.
Ready? How do you have your steak cooked? 3, 2, 1.
Well done.
Medium rare.
Oh,
geez, not going burnt.
Well done.
Yeah, I know. Mate. Don't hate me.
What a waste of a good meal.
Don't.
Hey, Cam, you don't need to hang out with her. She's going to eat that crap.
You should have filtered better.
Oh,
all right, next one.
Summer or winter? 3, 2, 1.
Summer.
Winter.
Oh, wow, you two hate each other.
Far out.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right, here's another one. Spring rolls or gyoza?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Gyoza?
Gyoza.
Okay.
Hey, Pizza. Jules, do you say gyoza or
well,
goza?
I just say gyoza.
It's gyoza.
Gyoza.
I literally pointed to the menu last night and made someone else say it.
Yeah. I pointed out to the waitress.
Mm.
All right, last one from me.
I just said dumplings. Okay. We agreed on that one, and which is something that is important.
Yep. Beach or river? 3, 2, 1.
River.
Beach.
You guys are having a shocker.
Give
it. No, I live near the river. So.
Oh, I grew up around the river, so I'm just kind of like.
All right, last one. Last one.
Okay, you two won't ever meet again.
Right. Okay.
Favorite dinosaur? 3, 2, 1, go.
T-Rex.
Stegosaurus.
Oh, you guys are off.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. Don't worry about these blokes here.
Oh,
it was lovely to meet you last night.
You cannot be like compatible to your friends.
Opposites attract. Jinx.
Heidi Sagan P
with Jules on Hit 92.9.
X, I think we owe you an apology.
Why is that, mate?
I genuinely think we owe you an apology
Do we? Do we really?
No, we do. Because we doubted you for a long time. And yesterday you came through with the goods.
Yeah, and some people might not have been listening after 8 o'clock yesterday morning or might not have been listening. But you're right. I did come through with the goods. And it was a bit of an olive branch because I have organised this motorhome for us, which potentially might not be the greatest trip we've ever done in our life because
Is that determined on tonight?
West Coast Eagles
if they lose
play
tonight,
the
they're out. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And we're still going.
We're still going because
we have sponsors involved and all sorts to go across the country, so we have commitments.
We have commitments. So we're going to jump in the motor, but as an olive branch, potentially if West Coast don't make it, I organised something for us with my very, very good friends at AirAsia. Thanks, Sarah. To do something very, very special with us. But also, I've got to work out the mechanics. But we'll have a few listeners come along for the journey. Don't worry about that. Yeah. I just got to nut out exactly how we're
going to
do it.
But we are going.
We are going to this place.
It started as an innocent game.
Well, Elibaba had them 40 things. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. Everybody!
Disney Oki. It was like karaoke, but people sang Disney songs.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
I'm gonna be a mighty king. Can you feel me?
Let it go. Let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh my gosh. Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin.
I've got like cold chills. Like seriously, that was like, I was getting goosebumps.
It was popular.
Probably the greatest radio segment that ever happened to Perth.
And one man dreamed it could be something more.
I'm going to travel the world with this segment one day.
Then it evolved.
Like an out-of-control Pokemon.
It could not be contained. Get ready for the biggest sing-song sensation since Susan Boyle. This is Toki Oki. We are going to Japan.
Toki Oki.
Oh, wow.
We're going to Japan to compete in a karaoke title.
I love this.
How good am I?
You are amazing.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself there. So, well, I saw Cal cheering. I was like, oh, I'm killing it. And then you two look at me like I'm an idiot. Anyway.
We will reveal all about how you can get along. We'll start doing that from next week. So make sure you keep listening. But you know what? If you want to come to Tokyo, if you want to compete in karaoke.
Literally just to sing karaoke. Well, I love
it. Just hit us on the text line. Just let us know how you're feeling about it.
Just let me know if you're excited by the opportunity. Potentially might come your way.
Yep.
To fly to Japan and compete. Would you call it the world titles?
Yeah,
We can claim it.
We'll make it our own world
title. Why not?
Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
I want to know if you're rocking your old email address. Like, remember the ones that you made when emails first like came out?
You've never received an email in your life, but everyone had an email address.
Yeah.
As a little kid.
Exactly. But you always like made up like handles for it. You know what I mean? That if they weren't really your name because you wanted, you know, something really cool.
Yeah. You got to have a really cool sort of email handle.
Now, because we had my BFF party last night, one of the girls that were coming through, I was asking her for her email address.
Ooh. And have you been exchanging emails?
No, so I could send through an invitation. Yes, that's what friends do. And she was really embarrassed to give me her old email address, which was something possum at like G or, you know.
How long
she had it for? Something possum?
Oh, it was like, say, Kitty Possum or something like that. It was something.
Kitty Possum.
Don't decipher it. I'm just.
I reckon it was something much worse. On radio.
No, I just don't want everyone to try and like email this chick if I actually give out her handle.
I don't think anyone would, so let's go.
Well, we don't know. But it made me think about the one I had, which is like Pink Ice Paradise.
Pink Ice?
Pink Eye.
Yeah, at Pink Ice
Paradise. Pink Eye over there. I'm Jules from Dubbo, and I'm known for my pink eye.
You idiot, what was yours?
SexyXy@hotmail.com.
You are joking.
Take it, baby. That's what he said, yeah.
Take it, baby.
Sexy XY. Sexy.
Was that your little signature on the end of your email as well? Take it, baby, whenever you'd throw something as well.
All right, Peppy.
I don't know. If,
what?
So.
What was it?
I'm going to preface mine with two things. I was very geeky.
Mm. Yes, we know that. He played Pokemon at the table last night.
Hey, there were two people there who played Pokemon Go.
Yes.
Probably more if I'd spoken to more people. And at the time, very proud of my Italian heritage. So mine was the Wog Dragon at Hotmail.com.
The Wog Dragon.
The Wog Dragon at Hotmail.com.
131060, call through with your email, your original email address, the one that you first created.
And you thought it was a bit spunky at the time, the old Wog Dragon over there.
Hey, and also 0488 55929. feel free to just chuck them our way.
I'm going to be hot on the text line today, Pete.
Yeah.
I'm going to give people the world if they text in.
Speaking of giving people the world, we got a family pass to the Royal Show to go as well. Discount tickets on sale now for Perth's biggest ticket, the Perth Royal Show, available from your local IGA and Ticketmaster. So you're still rocking your old school email address, or even...
Just what was it?
Yeah, what
was
it? Just tell us what it was.
Bring it through.
Super embarrassing.
Heidi with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Yeah, but right now we want to know what your email handle was. Like your first one that you created where you didn't think it would actually matter. I mean, bonus points if you actually still rock it now and you have to give it out when someone asks for your email address.
So I've picked up a few on the text line. Always text in 0488 55 929. If you just want to have a bit of chit chat too, we can do that on the side. But the few that have come through is Royd at Hotmail, which was short for hemorrhoids. another one that came through was just a plain simple a Hotmail.
Was it?
It's quite clever.
A Hotmail.
Yeah. A Hotmail being a good looking male at Hotmail.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's clever. And there's one that came through. Now, I'm struggling to pronounce this. It's, what's that one
just
there?
Just spell it out,
C-O-C-K, Burn, Casanova. Oh, Coburn.
Coburn.
Oh! Coburn, yeah, Casanova.
Don't, you're going to give Grinch a heart attack?
I thought it said something else.
No, no, clearly from Coburn.
Coburn, Casanova.
Absolutely, yeah.
Stop it.
I got told not to read that one.
Rebecca in Wateroo, what was yours?
Hi, good morning. Mine was XOX. Dash sexy as in SXC underscore Bexy dash XOX at hotmail.com.
Oh my gosh!
It's so long.
Have you ever dropped that to anyone seriously?
No, not anymore, but I still use it for my Facebook.
Do you really?
That is unreal.
Oh, good on you, mate.
I'm seeing that sort of stuff pop up in MSN. Do you remember MSN chat back in the day?
BRB.
Rocks.
LOL.
Rocks, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's yours?
My first one was groovy as chicky babe at hotmail.com.
Groovy as chicky babe.
Now, was the as spelt with a Z?
No, I wish.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Was it taken?
Yeah.
Was it taken, though? Like, was it?
Oh, potentially.
Yeah, it could have been in use.
Very good point. Rebecca in Butler, hi. What was yours?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good.
So mine was sexkitten77 at hotmail.com.
Oh, sexkitten. How old were you when you were the sex kitten?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Probably high school, you know. I thought it might have made me sound pretty like she's got it. I don't know.
Absolute Cosmetic Medicine. Some of Australia's most experienced cosmetic professionals.
Heidi Sagan-P
with Jules. Hit 92.9.